Well, glad you can join me here today,
dude,
Taylor.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you having me,
this
man.
This is awesome. Really, yeah. Like, is this how many times have you been to Salt Lake City? Do you know?
I think this is my third time.
Third time?
I think I might third or fourth, but yeah. I'm pretty sure it's my third.
And you guys have been touring for a little while now on the More Pain or More Power, More Pain?
Yeah.
The More Power, More Pain tour. How's it been so far?
Pretty good. We got into a car accident after the first day, so that was like kind of rough. But ever since then, we were honestly surprisingly recovered really well.
Good.
So we've been kicking it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Working gigs, playing shows.
I was going to bring that up because I saw that. I was hitting up one of your guys' people about trying to get an interview with you and such. And then literally the next day, I saw you guys posted, had the whole accident. I'm glad you guys are okay, though.
Dude, same. I'm just glad to play music, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I don't really care about anything else. I'm glad. Honestly, none of our equipment got messed up or anything.
Oh, good.
Like super sick. So, I mean, it was definitely a trying couple days for sure.
Yeah, and it's funny because I forgot exactly how I got introduced to you guys specifically. I think it might have been some post on Twitter or something like that.
Nice.
But I remember seeing Disappoint Me pop up,
and
I listened to it all the way through, and then that slowly became my number one most played on Spotify was Disappoint Me.
Thank you.
And
then I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And then I made a radio edit of it and then put it right on the air at 2 p.m. So
that's amazing, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
Yeah, it's probably different for you guys because I know a lot of these metal bands don't necessarily get played or acknowledged by radio.
Yeah, not very much unless you have like a bunch of singing and you're like Octane, like serious, you know, like bass and stuff. But, you know, for the heavier stuff, it's a little harder.
Yeah, like we don't mess around with that sort of thing too. Like we've had Slaughter to Prevail Viking in rotation, and we played the entire Lorna Shore album on the air.
Nice.
So,
very cool.
I mean, like when I heard the Lost in the Dark song from you guys, I was like, oh, I gotta add this. And then I saw Zelly's lyrics and I'm like, okay, that's gonna be a while to make a radio.
I gotta chuck that one back a little bit.
So I did make a radio edit of that, but it's just like
it's choppy.
It's all choppy. Yeah.
I get it. I feel you.
But did you tell him to do that or did he?
I just told him to go crazy. I wasn't like, yo, you know what I mean? Like I didn't tell him exactly what to do. I just said, hey man, like here's this open verse. And Zelly's like, you know, one of my really good friends. So it was I wanted to give him artistic integrity and not be like, hey, stay in this box. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I let him rip it, and he...
It's better to let him rip it anyway.
Did that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was said and done with that one. It was pretty sick.
Yeah, that's extremely cool. I mean, we really think that, like, you know, just freestyling it. And that guy seems so nice in person, too.
He's the best.
Yeah, like, everybody in metal is, like, extremely nice from what I found out. Like, when I saw Of Soul for the first time, Ricky was the nicest dude. Chase.
Yeah, I love Ricky.
Yeah.
I love all those guys. Yeah, we went on tour with him Chelsea Grin.
Oh, okay.
Forever ago. And we went on, like, a little headlining run, and they played on it, which is cool. So I love those guys a lot.
Yeah, we've been trying to get Chelsea Grin on the show too, because I know they're from here.
Yeah,
and so we're just like 3 hours north. We're like, come on, join us in this.
I'm sure you, as soon as you get a hold of them, those are like the best guys ever. So
are they?
Sure, yeah, they're literally the best.
I've kind of seen, like, when I saw Tom Barber, I was like, he kind of looks like the metal Post Malone, if you will. Like, he's extremely nice, all that
stuff. He's the best. That guy has been a mentor to me for a long time.
So how long have you been doing harsh vocals and such? Like, how long did it really take you to learn how to do that?
I've been doing them for about 7 years now, I guess. Seven going on 8.
Okay.
And I just started doing it in my car, and I was like, oh, man, like, this is cool. But I did it like solely because I got kicked out of college. I was playing college football, got kicked out of my house. So I was homeless, and I was living in my car, like kind of like hanging out at this vape shop, like just because I didn't have anything else to do. And this kid walked in and he was just like playing Miss May I through this like loudspeaker. And I was just like, oh, sick. Like, I love that band. You know what I mean? And he was like, oh, man, I'm in this local band. Like, you should try out. We're looking for a vocalist. And I lied. I was like, yeah, dude, I do vocals. You know what I mean?
Right.
Never have done them. Like, before that conversation, I'd never tried. I did choir for 8 years, so I knew how to sing. But I had never, like, attempted to scream. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just went, and apparently they were like, oh, yeah, you're really sick. And then I just never stopped doing it since then. I just was like, all right, cool, I'm going to learn how to do this. And then now here I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, now here we are.
Like, here we are, yeah, I guess now.
Are you still doing anything with Project Vengeance by any chance?
Yeah, we. It's just so hectic.
Oh, I bet.
Trying to get you know, five vocalists in like prominent bands to like together in one spot.
Yeah.
When everyone's touring and everyone's doing a thousand things and not wanting to be away from their house because they've been touring for so long. It's been a little hard, but we have a bunch of stuff planned. Like it's very still very much still a thing.
Yeah.
We're planning on doing like an album or something.
Oh,
soon.
Good. Yeah. We were me and my boss, Victor, we were trying to see who was going to leave the band next. Cause it's like all this, you know, yeah. But who's going to like, what's going to happen? You know, we wanted to see the whole band succeed, of course. Cause yeah. I loved Cut, Bleed, Repeat. Amazing. Nice. Of course, can't play that on the air either. So
yeah, it's definitely, yeah. Darius wrote that one lyrically. So it was a little over the top.
And Spite was amazing to see live because I saw them here at the Complex not too long ago.
They're
and
the best.
Yeah, they were They're really amazing. Cool. Same with Brand of Sacrifice.
Also another incredible man. I love yeah. There's all my friends. So yeah, yeah. Like, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been trying to get Will Ramos on the show too.
And one of my best friends. Love
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been trying to get him on the program.
He's a hard one to get. All that dude's famous.
Oh,
man.
I know.
Crazy.
Is it weird to see them blow up like that?
No, because I knew it was going to happen. You know what I mean? Like you see magic in bands and it just takes time for people to recognize it.
Yeah.
In the right time. You know what I mean? And it's like, I mean, there's a ton of bands that are going to have moments coming up as long as it's just a matter of time. Like if the band is good, it's a matter of time, like between like just sticking to it, and putting out the right music at the right time. Like you're going to have your little moment. You know what I mean? And
right.
Like,
yeah.
They had a big moment and they capitalized on it, which is very cool.
I know. We saw the like the surgence of like Sleep Token, Bad Omens, right. Spirit Box, all those guys. And yeah, they definitely stuck with it. Cause I remember hearing about Sleep Token years ago.
Incredible.
And yeah, even just the way that like all
yeah, metal's literally the biggest it's ever been right now.
Isn't that crazy? It's awesome.
It's the best. I'm in the industry, so it's yeah. great for us. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's great for every band. I see a lot. It's crazy. I was just actually talking about this the other day. There's like a couple like obviously like lower tier bands that like get upset about bands blowing up. They're like, oh man, I can't believe this band's blowing up because da 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 da. I don't like the band. Whatever. Yeah.
Right.
X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, well, you should be stoked about that because it's only giving more people to look at the genre and more opportunities for them to see your band. You know what I mean? I don't see why it's a negative, like why anyone could ever see it as a negative.
Right.
Know? Yeah. I think it's awesome.
I get extremely jealous of Jose Mangan from Octane because that guy gets to have everything and like yeah. the biggest channel. And I'm over here in East Idaho, like freezing yeah. cold, you know. But you also, besides, of course, being in Left to Suffer, do you also Twitch stream quite a lot?
I do Twitch stream, yeah.
Like, what do you usually play? Just like a random assortment of games?
I do a lot of Rocket League. I like no life that game pretty hard, like especially when I'm home. Like, it's honestly a problem. Sorry, I didn't mean to cuss.
No, you're good. You're good.
But it's honestly a problem. I get home and I no life Rocket League, and I was really into Diablo for a minute, but Rocket League is like the one that I'm just like grinding all the time.
Yeah,
no, I'm like always just hard set on it.
I played Rocket League for like a couple months, and then all I did was just demo everybody.
I'm just really good at it.
Are
for
you?
Some reason, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I could.
I'm
not
like Grand Champ 1 right now. Like I'm like pretty. I'm pretty high leveled. You know what I mean? So it's pretty. It's funny because people are like, "Oh man, like you know, he's in this band," and then they tune into the stream and they're like, "Oh, he's actually like good at a video game," and it's like. I'm honestly stoked about it.
Same with like Dickie Allen out of nowhere. He's like yeah. doing really well. I forgot he was playing COD or something like that.
Yeah, he's cracked at like first-person shooters. I play with Dickie all the time. Like, and I'll just play COD and I'll get pissed off because I hate playing COD now.
Uh-huh.
I was like a COD main for the longest time, and then I just got so convoluted, and like now there's just all these random like celebrities in it, and it's like not COD anymore. You know what I mean? It's starting to feel more and more like Fortnite, like by the moment.
Right.
And yeah. I just kind of like. You know, I lost my edge with it a little bit because it just got a little too corny, and it also just kids are just better than me, and I'm not gonna keep up.
I've reached that age too where it's like, okay, yeah. kids are killing me now. I'm done. I'm just trying to like have fun after
and
work.
They're just like hitting the gritty on your dead corpse, and you're just like, dude, come on, man. It's just adding insult to injury. It's so rough, dude.
No, I asked Chris Motionless the same question because he said he played Cyberpunk quite a lot in gaming yeah. as well. Now, do you ever like pull out the metal vocals and yell at people online?
I think I have before,
because
like,
that'd be
like
so cool.
in a meme sense. I think I've done it just for like Twitch clips or something, but I don't think I've ever like unironically been like, argh! You know what I mean, like super hard at anybody, because it's usually just like me yelling and calling them bad names.
Of course,
you know what I mean,
yeah, yeah.
I hate you, you nerd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I gotta watch out for myself because I, you know, like around East Idaho, like if I were to yell in my apartment, the people upstairs are listeners,
right?
So like if I yell anything really bad, then they're gonna report me right away.
Right? Yeah. That's so funny.
Well, awesome, Taylor. Thank you so much, really, for joining me today. I'm excited.
Dude, it's
for
pleasure is all mine.
The show tonight, it's gonna be amazing. I think the first time I heard Gideon was when my friend Andy, he's on Twitch right now, and he did a spicy quesadilla challenge, and out of nowhere, he just starts blasting Gideon's album. Nice. I'm like, what is this? And then I just
They're the best.
Yeah.
They're so good. Great people, man. I'm so stoked to be on the road with them right now.
Oh, that's because I discovered No Cure the same way through this lineup in Fox Lake, and you know, I was very, very, very excited to see that you guys were teaming up with Gideon for this tour, and I was like, okay, I got to reach out. I got to try to interview Taylor.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you.